Penguin Random House Audio presents Say No More by Karen Rose. Read for you by Joel Frumkin. Prologue. Redding, California, 13 years ago. Tuesday, May 22nd, 4:30 a.m. She was going to die. Rhoda knew it was true. There was no way Brother DJ would take her back to Eden, and even if he would, the result would be the same. She didn't want to go back. Ever. She cursed the day she'd first climbed into the bed of this truck all those years ago. How many? She struggled to remember. DJ's father, Waylon, had been behind the wheel that night, and she'd gathered her children in her lap, promising them that everything would be okay. That they were going to a new home where everything would be wonderful and they'd have toys and food and a warm bed to sleep in. How stupid was I? Naive and stupid. Mercy had only been a year old, so she'd never known the scary time before when they didn't always have dinner because Rhoda hadn't turned enough tricks the previous night. But Gideon had seen her come home from a night on the streets of San Francisco with bruises on her face, and no breakfast for them because a John had refused to pay. When she'd promised her son a better life, he'd believed her, willingly, eagerly, climbing into the bed of the truck that would take them to paradise. To Eden. To Eden. She'd spit, but her mouth was too dry. Eden had been no paradise. It had been hell. Gideon had only been 5 years old that day.